This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Hope your weekend was great or as good as it could be under the circumstances. We're Waddle and Sylvie. We're here for you every single day, 2 to 6. We got the Anthony Rizzo interview from Cap coming up at 4.
That's I heard your internet stuff. Just went down, too.
Yeah, you've infected us.
Listen, I'm telling you, I just saw something on CNBC about Comcast said the surge is incredible. Like, everybody's now working from home, or the capacity is what it is. You know, I'm not technically inclined, but I mean, it has a lot to do with everyone being online at the same time now.
Have you been, have you had problems with Netflix? It doesn't seem like it because you've been binging up a storm.
No. Listen, I've been watching. I put the pause on Ozark. I'm through episode 4. I can't lie. I sent you guys a text. It left me a little unsatisfied to this point, but Abdallah, who's gotten through all of it, said, don't worry, it gets a lot better going forward.
Right. So my wife and I watched episode 1. We thought it was okay. We thought it was good.
Yeah.
But we didn't think it was any. And then we just didn't get much time. We sort of put it on pause, and then that's when I went through Game of Thrones.
Oh, let me just tell you. See, I resisted Game of Thrones forever. And my kids were watching it, and everyone at the station was watching. I was just, whatever. I'm telling you, what I watched this yesterday in season 3, towards the end of season 3, I was just like, I couldn't turn it off. I mean, it's all that and then some. Everything about it, to me, has been fantastic.
All right, so we have our first entrant on our portion of the Waddle and Sylvie show of somebody calling in, Waddle.
Okay.
All right, this person was featured in a pretty good sports movie.
This person was featured.
Right. It was based on a true story, this movie, and the sport was football, and it's regional to us.
Rudy?
Rudy. Rudy Rudiger's on the line.
And Rudy!
Rudy!
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Listen, I don't know if I'm a famous guy, but my niece has asked me to call in, and so here we are.
You are our first entry. Fantastic.
Yeah. Where are you? I'm from the Chicago area. So, you know, it's really cool. Tommy Thayer and all those guys are cool guys, good guys. Joliet Catholic, Bears. So there we go.
We've met you before, I believe, at Ditka's. Didn't you at one time have a sports drink out there?
Yeah, those guys took it down the wrong road. Sure did. I hung on to the tail.
Where do you call home now, Rudy? Where do you live?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah. We're closed down here. All the casinos, everything kind of shut down.
What is that like to see that when Las Vegas is completely shut down?
Strange. Very strange, airy. It just, something doesn't make sense, but I guess it's good for the country. It's good for maybe taking this thing to where it should be. It has to be done, so that's what they've done.
Are they talking about when the traffic may be coming through Vegas?
End of April.
Okay.
We hope so, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
How many times have you watched the movie, and do you love the movie, or do you think that...
Well, you know, I love the message of the movie. That's the hope. Look, I keep telling people this. How true is the movie, to keep asking? I said, well, if you want to know how true it is, you miss the message of the movie. The movie's not about facts. It's about the spirit of the truth. And the spirit of the truth is a journey, how I got to Notre Dame. One, academically, you had to get there academically first. And you had to do a lot of different things because really you were set back quite a bit. When you were in school, you didn't have the grades to go to Notre Dame, so you had to make some other choices, like go to work, go to the Navy, come back, friend dies, and that was a very trauma moment, and you make a decision to the spiritual decision to follow your dream. And you go towards Notre Dame, and the doors actually start opening up once I got there. The junior college opened up, then it created friendships, and then you kept applying, kept getting rejected, but the friendships, you know, they maintained themselves. And then you got to know football players, and you had friends there, and everything just started coming together through a lot of friends, mentors, and family, friends that kept pushing you towards this goal, towards this dream, wanting to get in Notre Dame. Then as a junior, I had to walk on, and that's not an easy thing to do at Notre Dame as a junior. You haven't played organized football for years. But I just wanted to contribute. That was my goal, to contribute. Well, I ended up by going to practice. I start looking at it. Hey, look, I could do this. Maybe I have a shot at this. That type of mindset. And so I kept practicing real hard, and Dan Devine comes in, Era leaves. Era promised every senior they were dressed for the final home game. But because of a new rule and a new coach, only 60 guys can dress at home, that promise went away. So and you had to have a new fight, new goal. And I didn't give up. I just kept going to practice. There was one couple guys that went in, and to Coach Yonto, and Coach Yonto went to the coaching staff. A couple of my friends I didn't know did this, who were my teammates, who saw the value of my work ethic and hard work, and they kind of like got inspired by that. They went in and asked the coach if Rudy could dress, he would give up his uniform. Now, that spirit of that, we couldn't show that in the movie. It would take too long to develop. So we showed the spirit of the team coming in, putting their jerseys on the table. Of course, Dan Devine didn't understand it. We tried to explain it to him. He got a little upset, saying, now, coach, relax. This is a movie.
Right.
He says, okay. But he was a good guy about it. He finally bought into the spirit of the movie. He said, I would never do that. I always liked you, Rudy. But, coach, but the point is, I wasn't going to dress. If you liked me, you should have dressed me.
That's great. You know? Rudy, give a shout out to your niece who had you call in.
Hey, Kayla. Good job, honey.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate it. It was good to meet you several years back, and we appreciate you calling
you
in.
Thank you, Rudy.
Let's stay in touch. Go to Rise Above with Rudy now, our podcast. You'll like it. Thank you.
Sounds good. There you go. Rudy Rudiger calling in from the Chicago area.
Is that our first entry, or that's did a, Cap have
Cap someone? Had someone from the Ides of March, I believe, one of their singers, right?
Okay. Yeah, that we see the Ides of March in the building quite a bit, don't we?
Do they play on
Windy City Live?
Yeah.
I think so.
So, yeah, that's what, and we get to know different people. That's what we love about this. So, again, if you know someone, if you're related to someone, 312-332-3776 is the phone number, and we'll give out, at the end of the week, we'll see who had the best interview / celebrity. I don't know if we're judging it based on the bigness or based on the interview or both, but we've got the $500 gift card to eatangus.com and $250 online gift card to Club Hawthorne.
We're winning. So Carmen Yurko didn't have any participation today?
Not today, no. Okay. Like Cap's making, I guess this is supposed to be a competition between the shows, but hey, you get any celebrity on any of our shows,
yeah,
it's a good thing.
It's a bonus. I said bonus.
Yeah. So the power rankings came out today, Waddle.
Oh, I love power rankings.
NFL power rankings, I might add. So what was this, like the post-free agency power rankings?
Yeah, I think this is, what did they name them, the way too early power rankings or something like that?
Because it's before the draft.
Yes.
It's before we know who's going to be quarterbacks of much team.
That's fine.
Many teams. Cam Newton's still out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got very excited about that.
Oh, I did. I thought it was great. I love a good power ranking. It says here, at 2020 NFL power rankings 1 through 32 poll plus where each team stands after free agency. So would you like to alert all of the fine people listening where the Bears came in on this initial way too early power
ranking? I heard this from earlier in the day. The Bears, I guess, finished last year at number 18. And since then, since free agency, they have dropped the spot to number 19.
This is how Jeff Dickerson, our buddy JD, who kind of gave the synopsis on ESPN.com, Three words, still offensively challenged. The Bears likely upgraded a quarterback when they sent their fourth-round compensatory pick to Jacksonville for Nick Foles, who has a good opportunity to unseat starter Mitchell Trubisky, but quarterback is far from the only issue. The Bears have yet to upgrade their offensive line. Chicago needs additional help at wide receiver after the club released Taylor Gabriel, plus former second-round wideout Anthony Miller is rehabbing from yet another shoulder procedure, and no one can really understand why the Bears signed veteran tight end Jimmy Graham to a deal that included $9 million guaranteed and a no-trade clause. So they finished 19th, just behind the Atlanta Falcons and just ahead of the Las Vegas Raiders. Were you expecting higher?
No, and I don't, like, power rankings don't bother me, especially when the previous year they let you down. So prove it. I mean, just like they did in 18. They climbed that power ranking pretty quickly in 18, you know, and then they fell last year. That it doesn't, I don't, what, did they really improve a ton at quarterback? Maybe.
I think they're better, but, you know, a ton? That's,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, we have questions still. Can Foles start all 16 games? We know they didn't really improve tight end-wise.
Well, I'll go. Then
the offensive line was the number one priority, and they still haven't improved there.
They've improved their pass rush, a strength of the team already, but you swapped Leonard Floyd for Robert Quinn. And I will say, there's a potential that they could have upgraded fairly significantly with Nick Foles. Remember where this offense ranked and where Mitch ranked last year. And Foles still has to prove he can be out there for an extended period of time. But Nick Foles has had a 27 or 28 touchdown, two interception season. And he's also helped a team win a Super Bowl and was a Super Bowl MVP. So there is a legitimate chance that they have made a significant upgrade at quarterback. That's not a guarantee. But I think most people look at that and say, yeah, there's a chance that they could be significantly better. He knows where the football is supposed to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has reached a significantly higher height than Mitch has.
Yes. Yeah, in those short periods, the problem is, can he do it all year? Can he be the guy? We've never seen it based on his history.
Fair question.
For whatever reason, and that's just what worries me. If he starts, can he finish? If Mitch starts... Are you going to have to go through, how big of a lull do you have to go through to get to Foles? And when do you go to Foles? Like, if Mitch is okay, do you go to Foles? If Mitch isn't bad, then you may never get to Foles. I don't know. You know, so, like,
I'm still willing to stand by my prediction that Nick Foles will be your starter when the season opens.
Opening day starter.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't put, like, significant amount of money down on it, but I would... If you ask me to place a bet on who would the starting quarterback for the Bears be for the opening game of the season, all things considered, all things we talked about all of last week, my money, I am not coming off of that prediction of Nick Foles getting the start.
All right. If there's a mock draft out there as well about the Bears.
Love mock drafts this time of year, too.
So, and if they do, and the draft is less than a month away. And remember, Goodell says, don't screw around. Don't talk badly about our draft. We're not moving it. We're going on. So just get ready. And if the Bears do what this writer suggests they do with their first two picks, will you be angry? I'll ask you that question coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie. And at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Contest has kicked off. The bar is at Rudy Rudiger. It's a good name. It's based on a movie, his life, and at Notre Dame. And he explained a little of a lot of people always say, well, he didn't do this, or he was offsides, or this happened. And he explained a lot of that. It was fun to talk to Rudy.
There is always some creative liberty that is exercised in movies, even for those movies that you think are supposed to be, you know,
well, the Queen
down.
Movie. That was the first thing to come out.
Right.
What was that called based on Freddie Mercury?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. People, they came out like with a top 10 list of all the different liberties that they took.
Like, he had not informed his band members that he was HIV positive,
right.
Correct?
Right.
The way that they depicted in the movie.
Yes.
Before
and or they never broke up. I think that was one of it, too. And I think in the movie, they made it seem like that there was some sort of a breakup. So Rudy Rudiger. And remember, if you want to get someone on the air and possibly win our grand prize, it goes on all week, happens on all the different radio shows from Cap and Company to Carmen and Yurko to us. The phone number that you need to write down to remember to tell your famous person to call is 312-332-3776.
You know what's surreal is like with, you know, I try not to get like starstruck when you're around like really famous people. But the fact that Jeff Garland comes in and goofs around with us, you know, on a fairly, I wouldn't say regular basis, but a couple of times a year. And then you watch him on Curb just cutting it up with Larry David. And you're like, that is so funny that like three or four times a year, he's standing right next to us.
Right. And that's the thing. Like when you meet someone where you really get a great joy out of, like, athletes, it's still cool to meet athletes. But like when I meet my favorite singers growing up or someone from a band, you know what I mean? Like, it's why I get
like Air Supply. When the lead singer of Air Supply knocks on your door and says hello, you're like beyond over the moon.
Absolutely. Air Supply, back in the day, my mom used to listen to like that adult contemporary music. And Air Supply, REO.
Shut up, Mom. Oh, hey, Mark, Air Supply's on.
It was always on in the car. There was a radio station, 103.5, used to be WFYR.
And well, consider yourself lucky. Well, maybe not lucky. I was growing up with Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard.
Yeah. But like when I meet Billy Corgan, you know, and see Billy Corgan, it's fun to talk to these guys. Jeff Garland's on one of my favorite shows. We've never had Seinfeld on the show. Like that's someone who I would love to talk to or meet or talk sports
with. Who's the most famous person we've had on the show in 14 years? I mean, we've had Will Ferrell, we've had Zach Galifianakis, not saying that I'm
Floyd
just going
Mayweather,
through the list.
Floyd Mayweather, is he? I mean, Mike worldwide. Mike Tyson.
You forget all of the people you've had on over the course of your time.
I've always said to you, here are some of the guys who I'd like to talk to. But you never say to me, like, who would, if you could talk to anybody in this contest or in general, who's on Waddle's hit list?
That's a good question. I mean, Jordan is obviously on the list.
Right. We've never talked to
know.
Jordan.
I don't know Stapleton? If it'd be a good conversation or not. Stapleton, yeah, but, you know, he's very shy. And he doesn't, you know, I mean, I think he does his thing, and I don't think that this is a venue that he would be excited about.
Willie?
So then, because the last thing is you want to have on one of the guys you truly, you know, you admire for so many reasons, and then it doesn't go. Then you end up going, wow, that wasn't great. Willie would probably be, you know, he's got his own line of weed. He'd probably be all smoked up, wouldn't he?
Yes. I told you, when he did that, he was in the middle of the Don Nelson thing, documentary that they did on, I think, Real Sports. And Willie loves to play poker and smoke.
Who doesn't? I mean, you throw in, have a few drinks, and, you know, that's the trifecta. I don't know who's on your list. I know you
said. Well, you know who my number one, and maybe I could finally get, we can get him as a show, because I believe when he does do his first interview that he.
Oh, Bartman.
Yes. When Steve Bartman wants to talk, I want it to be the show. That is number one on my list.
He's never going to do that.
How do you know?
Well, that's just my.
You
don't
think that
sure.
There will be one day where Steve Bartman will sit down or call in and say, this is what I've gone through or this is what it's been like for me?
Well, I mean, my guess is how many years are we removed from it now?
Well, 03, so 17 years.
Okay, so what all of a sudden is going to lead him to want to.
His love for this show. Do I win if he calls in?
Not if Jordan calls in afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
Jordan would be a bigger get than Steve Bartman.
Well, yeah,
no?
I mean, it's so weird that we've never had Michael.
No?
We've never had Michael on. No. Well, Michael is number one.
Okay,
but,
so you would
but
say.
But what would make the biggest news is Steve Bartman's first public interview.
That's probably true.
But I still think.
So who's the better get then in the world of radio? So the better get is Bartman? Fellas, weigh in.
What would you, Meller, what would you say?
that I think Jordan's obviously the biggest.
So
well, the biggest, but if we could get Bartman to talk about everything he went through in his first interview, and it makes national news,
I would give Jordan, if Jordan called in, and Bartman. I think Jordan gets the win.
Okay,
isn't Brady atop your list, Waddle? We've had Peyton Manning on the show. We've never had Brady on the show.
You know Peyton, don't you, Mark? I mean, Brady, at this point, he would be, I'd love to get him. But, like, Brady does a weekly, always did a weekly interview with everybody, and he was somewhat accessible. It's like part of the get is that this person is not accessible.
Right.
So, of course, you'd love to talk to Tom Brady, but, like,
you hear him a lot, and that's what makes Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan has turned into this sort of basketball hermit, where, again, like, we didn't even know he would speak at Kobe's memorial. And he wasn't at the All-Star game. He did his Nike party, and he left town. And you just don't hear him. And that's, we're waiting for this documentary to drop. And is it finished or is it not? When will ESPN bring it to us is the question. LeBron was weighing in on that back on Friday. But that's what makes Michael one of those really good.
Who's the most famous person in the world? Take politics out of the equation. Who's the most, when you talk about the most famous person?
Well, what if I would tell you, I forgot to bring up Tiger. Would Tiger be atop your list?
Yeah.
If we could get Tiger on the show, would you rather talk to Tiger or Michael?
Well, I mean, wow, that's good.
You've met Michael. You've invested in Michael's restaurant.
Yeah.
You've never talked to Tiger.
I've never talked to Tiger. I told you he walked right by me on the 16th tee at the PGA Championship at Medina.
You wanted to tackle him.
When that story comes out, I always have to give the backstory. It wasn't like I'm some sort of derelict. I was standing there, and he walks by with Stevie, his caddy, and the thought went through my mind, what would happen if I went underneath the ropes and just tackled Tiger and said, hey, buddy, what's going on? And obviously you'd get kicked out and you'd get thrown in jail, but just like how weird would that be? I don't know why. Like, have you ever stood...
Yeah, I know that you're so close to somebody that you can do something.
And I mean, that sounds horrible, and I wasn't looking to create any chaos.
This is taking quite the turn.
No, I was just saying,
you've heard this story from Waddle, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Now we're talking about tackling celebrities.
Yeah, but I didn't, like, I'm just saying, I'm not condoning it. I'm not suggesting anybody does it. I'm just giving you an inside look at how my brain works at some time. And I just thought, it wasn't just me. It was like, what keeps some drunken idiot from doing that? That's all I was saying.
Jail time?
Yeah, but guys run on the field all the time.
So what if I told you we could get either Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, or Brad Pitt?
I still think it's Jordan. All the other ones do interviews all the time.
Leonardo DiCaprio
does interviews.
He does interviews.
Does he?
He does. Wait, when they're on, when the movie's about to come out and stuff like that.
Yeah. By the way, he never brought up the NFL mock draft thing. In the Tribune, Brad Biggs wrote a mock draft today. There were a few mock drafts. There was one in The Athletic, and there was one in the Trib, and it had to do with the Bears' 2 second-round picks.
I saw that.
He had the Bears taking a corner and a wide receiver. And your first response was?
Why would you draft another wide receiver after you drafted Kevin White, Riley Ridley, Javon Wims, and Anthony Miller, who looks like he's going to be, you know, a good player, but are you going to give Ryan Pace a fifth swing at a wide receiver?
And then you also...
And I guess an offensive line is an overrated commodity.
So you would not have tackled the offensive line, really, except for a Fetty, and you're hoping that's a reclamation project. But you have not gotten a guy who's got big upside for your offensive line that was one of your biggest weaknesses in free agency or in the first two picks of your draft.
Right. I mean, look... I think that is the area of this team at this point that needs to be most secure. Now, you can argue that 2018, collectively, that group was better, but it was a little bit different. Guys are older. So I don't care if it's Nick Foles or it's Mitch Trubisky standing behind the center. The protection's got to be better, and the running game's got to be significantly better. So my hope would be that they invest in some quality offensive linemen that can answer those issues.
Do you guys think that if Nick Foles is under center, Matt Nagy believes that just by the pure fact that he knows where to go with the ball, Nick Foles can get rid of the ball quicker, and thus it won't be as big a burden on the offensive line? Now, look, you always need to, there's a certain level of protection every quarterback needs.
Sure.
But if Nick Foles is able to get rid of the ball and be the point guard distributor and get the ball out and follow Matt Nagy's offense, do you think that that in itself can improve the offensive line play enough?
Yes, I do. And it's an interesting and a good point, Jeff, because look, not only that, but he sets the protection. And how many times last year, I don't know the answer to the question, maybe did Mitch not do it correctly?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe
or can't
he
run an RPO correctly because
correct.
He doesn't know when to stick it in the belly of the running back
exactly
and when
right.
to take it away.
Exactly right. So on that front, Jeff, the answer is yes. But that does not make the running game more efficient. So you still need the horses up front to create some space.
All right. A lot to still get after with both the NFL. We've got to play some NBA stuff too later in the show from Brian Windhorst about maybe playing in the middle of nowhere when they eventually do come back. But we'll have some fun with Waddle's World next. Remember, the biggest celeb competition, the biggest name drop, we're calling it, 312-332-3776. You have till the end of the week. You could win up to $750 in gift cards for meat and betting vouchers.
Nice.
And then the replay of Anthony Rizzo, who is on today, doing great stuff. We'll play that at 4 o'clock. But Waddle's World is next.
It's that time again. When we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him. And he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salt.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, everything wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside Waddle's World.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salt.
John, Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. It's Wintrust.com/finest. Member FDIC. Shout out to Wintrust as one of the great partners of ESPN 1000. I also like to make a public apology to everyone in my family because when I was having internet troubles, I walked into the kitchen and told everyone to get their asses off the internet because Dad needed to work. And I have two kids that are being schooled through the computer and another daughter who's 27 and has a good job where she was on the phone or actually on the computer having like a video chat. So my apologies to my family who probably at this point are not real fine.
Dad's got to work. Get off the internet.
Not real happy with me right now.
We had internet issues and it's back now too.
Oh, did you come back up?
I think it affected our app as well, but everything should be back up and running right now.
I'm telling you, when everyone's working from home, there's only so much, you know, bandwidth and capacity. Those are the words, right? But it's crazy. It's crazy. So I apologize to my family. I'm sorry. Texans are starting to work on a contract extension with left tackle Laremy Tunsil. So they're not going to completely expose Deshaun Watson with no receivers and nobody to block for him.
I mean, they should have some money freed up now that they don't have to worry about DeAndre Hopkins and all. So.
Yeah, you would think so.
Is Laremy Tunsil's draft night one of the most entertaining? I'm not talking about from his standpoint, but from our standpoint, with things that could happen on a draft night, isn't that one of the more entertaining things that has ever happened?
It was one of the weirdest, for sure.
I mean, we're all of a sudden, we're just getting this picture in. It's
how did we
getting high with a mask.
Yes,
where did
mask,
that come
yes.
from? Where did the picture originate?
I don't know if they ever really...
Like somebody was doing it was revenge, serious, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Somebody was giving some serious sabotage right there, weren't they?
Yes.
So somebody who he probably had a run-in with, probably on campus, but...
It's interesting.
Or someone who he offended in his life and wanted, you know...
Well, but he's done pretty well for himself.
Oh, yeah. He's considered to be, you know, a fine, fine player. Texans currently have more than $34 million in available cap space, although they also hope to sign Deshaun Watson to an extension.
Is that the real amount of cap space, Watson?
Right. I know. We were talking about this at the last break. I think the Bears were listed as, middle of the pack in terms of salary cap space, which was like $21 million plus.
The Field tweeted that out, didn't he?
I think it was Field, but the real... The reality is that's not including any of the money that needs to go to Nick Foles or Jimmy Graham or to Robert Quinn, right?
It can't be. They cannot have $21 million
available. No, they don't. Now, unless you're just talking about because some of these deals, maybe they haven't been officially finalized until all the physicals. Maybe that's why you're the technicality.
I will say this. I was reading an article this weekend, I guess, that the Rams find themselves in kind of a tough spot. They wanted to sign Brockers, but for whatever reason, because of some of the things that have gone on and the inconsistency with the regularity of the schedule because of the coronavirus and the pandemic and everything, I read that there is some issue where the Leonard Floyd one-year, $10 million contract, they can't fully commit to it right now, that they've got some salary cap issues that have become apparent. Maybe I was, you know, maybe I got on that. But
no, I think that there was something with Michael Brockers where something fell through.
Correct.
Well,
so
I think we're just in the initial stages of how, you know, obviously this pandemic is going to affect every single sports league and the salary cap structures and all the money fallout that.
Listen, we said this last week when we were talking about baseball. Where is the luxury tax? Where's that threshold going to be going forward with baseball? What is going to happen, you know, in terms of what salary is going to get with the NHL? I mean, will the NHL salary cap have to be adjusted going forward? I mean, there are some long range. I think,
yes, there will
issues.
Be some huge debates. Once we finally do get to the end of the tunnel, there will be some big time debates on what's going on with all these leagues.
The Bucks general manager, it's Jason Light, right? It's not.
Yeah,
Jason.
He was on today on Get Up.
Yeah, said Brady was actually the one selling the Bucks on why he should go to Tampa Bay during the team's first phone call on the opening day of free agency. This is what Light said. He said he made it clear in the conversation that he was very, very interested. It was almost like a recruitment on his part, telling us why it would make sense for him to come to Tampa. The next call we made, we signed him. But it was at that phone call that we realized that we felt like we had him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was so scarred with the lack of talent around him in that offensive huddle that he looked at what was on the Bucks roster and was like, okay, this could work.
Or he was getting scared that no one else wanted him.
That's a good point as well. Like, Meller and I had this conversation last week. He's going to be, I mean, his ability to throw the deep ball will be on display, and it'll be on display early if the season kicks off, because Bruce Arians, A, likes to push the ball downfield, and B, they've got guys who they rely on to throw the deep ball.
Yeah, Mike Evans, in terms of go up and get it guys, he's one of the best in the league.
Yeah, so if there are some issues with regard to Tom Brady's ability to throw the deep ball at his age, you're going to be able to see whether those fears are legitimate or not in that offense. A longtime Patriots captain, Matthew Slater, says their standards do not change without Brady. It says he'll miss Brady, but emphasizes that the team won't lower its standards without their star quarterback. The standard doesn't change at all. I don't see the Patriots going into any type of significant rebuild mode. Do you guys?
No, not with Belichick and his age. And I mean, who they're going to get at quarterback, I'm not sure. Do they stay with Stidham? They're selling him hard. Like, all these veteran players on the Patriots have all said, Stidham's really impressed us and this and that, but... but we'll see who they end up with. Whether it wasn't the Andy Dalton rumor out there originally that they liked him, and they're just maybe playing the waiting game, the long game here.
Yep, we'll see. The Tokyo Games have been rescheduled for July 23rd through August 8th in 2021. Did Dick Pound come out to announce that?
He probably scooped the IOC on that. Dick Pound wanted him. He'd say, "I'm here. I'm Dick Pound, and I'm here to tell you that we have officially moved the dates to next year in July and August."
Mr. Pound, you can clear up that condition with some hydrochloroxidone and Z-Pak together, right? The Dick Pound convert.
And they said to him to go pound sand.
Yeah. I don't know how you can come out and declare July 23rd through August 8th at this point. Isn't everything on this planet fluid at this moment?
They got a plan, though, don't they? I mean,
no, I know, but why do you have to make that? Do you have to secure the dates immediately?
I would think so. You have to secure.
Yeah, because think how many trials arrangements they have. And, like, they've got to do all the trials. They got to do all that kind of stuff.
But what if they have to move that back?
Yeah, I don't know if the trials are really going to be like
it's the trials, guys.
I think it's more just, hey, every country in the world, we're going forward planning
these
as if
days.
This, be ready And obviously, everything's going to reevaluate.
I know that it's probably going to come back, but hopefully the science will be way on top of it, Waddle. But if that's a problem next year,
we're all in trouble.
We're all screwed.
Yeah, no question. Augusta National has donated $2 million to coronavirus relief. And Messi and the rest of the Barcelona players have agreed to take a 70% pay cut to help their Barcelona team stay intact.
Wow.
So... it says here as well, two Cubs employees have tested positive for COVID-19.
They had some sort of like a seminar, I want to say, was it back on March 8th?
Yes, March 8th.
And then like a couple of them, so I don't know what kind of seminar.
They tested positive. One had to be hospitalized. I believe they're okay now, or out of the hospital now, though. But they couldn't trace it back to that specific seminar.
Right, it's hard
they
to know.
They just had... they just knew that obviously it took place on that date. And
yeah, I mean, listen, you could have gone into any store at any place. You could say that's where you may have contracted it. But the truth is, completely identify with any degree of certainty has got to be hard, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And by the way, Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers used a private jet to escape Peru with just 15 minutes to spare before the airport was locked down due to the coronavirus pandemic. So he got out of Peru right at the
with a PJ.
Week. Yeah, what's that?
With a private jet.
Oh yeah.
You know, you got the money, you might as well, right? I mean,
yeah, no question. When we come back, I have some coronavirus nonsense stories for you, and of course, something we call Florida or Ohio.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, Miller, I'm just going to extend this conversation you and I were just happening. Your water's not going to wash your fruit efficiently. So water only is not going to do the job. I'm just trying to tell you. Trying all to
right.
tell you.
Does vinegar? Because you saw that from this week. Weekend from Danny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does vinegar?
I called his science witchcraft. So I'm not sure that's true. I don't know. I just was telling him that.
You've won already, though, Waddle. I mean, we gave you the championship on the fruit washing thing.
Well, I said to Meller at the break. I said, "Hey, Jeff, are you washing your plums? You washing your fruit?" He said, "Just with water." I said, "That's not really washing it. That's just rinsing. You're rinsing your
I got to admit, I had an apple today, and I just washed it with water as well.
It's a thorough rinsing. I'm making sure my hands are completely clean. And
I would wash it with scalding hot water if you can, then.
Well, yeah, that's true. Heat does help, yes.
You'll be happy to know that I use the, we've got one of those scrub
brushes.
Yeah, and I use that to wash my...
How clean is that, though?
Well, I mean,
how often do you change that thing out?
Oh, like probably
once every 5 years?
No, probably once a month. Once a month, we change that out. I washed my avocado today. How about that?
You got to be. Listen, you got to be careful because like I told you,
Mindy and I eat one a day.
I don't use soap and water on bananas because the bananas got to peel. But now listen.
Yes, the pores.
But when you cut an avocado, your knife will go into the part of your avocado that you're actually going to eat, which means you could transfer whatever thing on the knife into the heart of your avocado. So be careful, people.
Well, there was a story actually last summer about the avocados, that there was something going on with avocados, and I want to say the FDA was warning people.
Hey, Joe, what are you doing with avocados these days?
Who would have thought that I would become such a mainstream? Boy, and I have an impressive avocado today. Hold on.
Really? Let's see. I'm interested because I had a very nice avocado this morning.
As did I.
With my omelets.
Look at that thing. Look at that avocado.
That's a pretty good sized avocado.
That's an avocado. Yeah, right there.
There's more surface on that avocado for viruses to live. So make sure you wash it.
You use one of the sanitizing.
Wash it down with. Get one of those.
Use one of the wet wipes.
Yes, you wipe it down.
What's
the difference
between using soap and using a Clorox?
No.
Just rinse it up. It's all the same.
What are you talking about?
Whoa. You're going to put out wrong stuff for our listeners. Yeah.
No, we're not.
You cannot use the disinfecting wipes food. That's poison.
Not unless you want to shut down
your
liver.
No, but you rinse it off.
If you're using it on the avocado, which you don't eat the skin, and then you rinse it because you don't have soap, then what is the difference?
I don't believe you should put Clorox on any sort of food.
Nope.
That is not meant.
Nope.
I'm willing. Is there a doctor that could call us? Let me ask you a question, Sylvie.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to use Purell on your hands and then eat it?
Not my hands. I'm not eating my hands.
No, but you use your hands to eat.
Put it in your mouth.
The germs
I've
off.
Seen you eat. You right hand to mouth.
Okay, like,
hand to mouth.
Here, can I make a suggestion? If you want to use the Clorox wipe on the avocado, then after you're done wiping it, take it in and rinse it.
Yes,
that's what we're saying.
There you go.
That's exactly what we're saying. Yeah. You can wipe.
I would still keep it. Just me, but I'm not a doctor. Like I said, I'm willing to hear from a doctor. But I would think you don't. The Clorox is for surfaces. And the other stuff to wash fruit, you don't want food or anything near the Clorox.
What is soap for? Surfaces.
Soap is different, though, than Clorox, the stuff that's in this stuff.
If you're using Dial soap to wash your dishes or whatever, and you use it to scrub down an avocado, you still rinse it off.
That soap may not be good for you, but I think bleach probably shuts down your organs.
But you're
rinsing it off.
You're rinsing it off.
Okay, as long as you do that.
I wouldn't say to.
I thought you were just giving your avocado a wipe down and then you were
rinse it off.
We're saying, yeah.
Okay. Hey, the coronavirus lockdown has spurred police in England to dye the Blue Lagoon black to deter Instagrammers. I didn't even know about this. In the age of social distancing due to the coronavirus, authorities in England have dumped black dye into a picturesque bright blue lagoon to stop Instagrammers from gathering to snap pictures. Oh, why can't you just tell these people to keep their asses in home instead of polluting the water?
It's all these tricks. It is hilarious. It's like when this first thing started and everyone's like, hey, sing happy birthday so you know you're washing your hands the right amount of time. If you're that dumb where you need to sing a 20-second song and you don't know what 20 seconds is, then you got more issues than just washing your hands.
Have you seen what's going around with basketball hoops to deter people putting 2 2-by-4s and nailing them together?
They're doing it in Dallas, too. They're taking away basketball hoops from parks because they're closing parks.
Yeah, and people don't know to stay home. Look, it's going to be 60 degrees on Sunday. I don't care. Stay home.
It's good. Okay. And don't hoard the toilet paper.
Meller, you may be able to add some clarity to this. Medical fetish site donates entire stock of scrubs after being contacted by desperate health officials. It says a medical fetish company in the UK has donated its entire stock of disposable scrubs to a hospital. What is a medical fetish company?
Well, I would have to imagine that, you know,
you
there's
a nurse.
Yeah,
like, crotchless doctor gowns.
If that's your,
whoa. That's not going to protect anybody.
Doctor, I think
I have a crotchless medical gown.
You asked what a medical fetish site. What else do they produce?
N95 masks, probably. They probably have a huge supply.
I think a rubber glove is probably something that's common, isn't
it? Mike Thomas just delivered our rubber gloves in studio here.
They're small. We can wear gloves if we want to.
Did you get a pair of crotchless scrubs as well?
I did not. We're expecting those are on back order right now, Tom.
MedFed UK added it was scandalous that it was being sought out as a last resort supplier for the crisis. I'm trying to still figure out
what's the number that they had available is the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, obviously every
medical fetish company. Can you MedFed UK? Can you Google that?
I don't
prefer
not
to.
You're at home.
Yeah, you're at home.
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos may be restoring the Colombia ecosystem.
Hippos.
What do you think? Do you think that's code or do you think this is real? Take a guess.
Hippos is a way they transport it. It's not a real hippopotamus.
Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar left a legacy of crime and violence in his country, but his most lasting influence may be on the environment. A group of nearly 80 hippos descended from the 4 he owned that were set free after his death in 1993. Although the so-called cocaine hippos have been accused of wreaking havoc on the local ecosystem, a new study suggests the invasive animals may also restore ecological functions lost for thousands of years due to human-driven extinctions. How about that?
I would love to go back in time and become a drug lord known as the cocaine hippo.
Do you realize that I may be right about this? You may want to check on this. But I believe that in Africa, the hippo
is dangerous.
Is the cause of more human deaths than any other animal.
Is it the hippo or the rhino?
Hippos are super violent, and they're because people think that they are gentle and docile.
Right.
And they're hungry.
Hungry hippo. Hey, we'll play a little something called Florida, Ohio now.
Let's play a game.
There we go.
Ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
Wow.
Public drunkenness. Exotic animals.
Hippos.
Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Just for the record, I am Googling MedFed UK right
now. I did, and nothing's coming up.
Really?
Yeah. I might be blocked, though.
They can't produce content when all their gear is
I'm going to the Instagram site.
Nice.
Florida, Ohio is brought to you by the Fields Auto Group. See Fields first for luxury cars and SUVs at fieldsautogroup.com. A woman was arrested for kicking her boyfriend in the face. A woman with a black belt in martial arts was arrested after breaking her boyfriend's nose for refusing to, get down.
And then spitting in the face.
And then spitting on a paramedic. According to an affidavit obtained.
That's Tampa behavior. I think Pat Boyle actually covered that for the local television
station. The woman left her boyfriend bloodied after he declined her request for the fun stuff. And that he was going to break up with her.
We call that the Tampa denial.
She roundhouse kicked the victim in the nose and then punched him in the nose.
That's called the Tampa denial.
It's called the Tampa two-step.
That's the Tampa two, right.
Yeah.
By the way, MedFet UK, the only online store 100% dedicated to medical kink, fetish, and role-play gear.
Oh, so there you go. So
back
they
to you,
yeah, so they sell it, yeah, if you're into the nurses.
Can Waddle use your login, Meller? Her boyfriend subsequently left the house and called 911. She was arrested, and when the paramedic showed up, she spit on one of
Go
them.
Go Bucks!
The username
Go Buccaneers!
My username is Dr. Dick Pounds, Waddle, so I'll give you the password off air.
Swings a big stick. I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
Yeah, Lake Kissimmee, Florida.
Okay, this is Sylvia. You and I are going for like six in a row.
I'm gonna go Oppo and say Ohio.
I can't find the city, but it's Florida.
Yeah, six in a row.
I can't find my city, Florida.
It's Tampa. It's the Tampa denial.
A lot coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. Don't forget, the contest is wide open. The number you need to have your celebrities call, 332-3776. Big prizes for the biggest name drop. Anthony Rizzo does not count, but he was on with Cap, and he was engaged, and he was awesome. They talked baseball. They talked about rule changes. They talked TV shows. They talked charity. You won't want to miss this Rizzo interview, and it's in 2 minutes.